All right, we'll get started with the Tennessee Titans. As I say every week, they're a good unit, but I'll back it up even more this week. They got Adoree Jackson as the returner, kick and punt returner. He's seventh in the league as a punt returner. He has great speed, 4.38 speed. He can go around the perimeter. He also goes vertical. Kind of reminds you a little bit of a young Antonio Brown, so to speak, from the standpoint of that he can hit all field zones. And so you got to do a great job in the coverage area with him. I mean, their kicker, Ryan Succop, is having an outstanding year. He's made 51 consecutive kicks under 50 yards. The punter's playing at the highest level that he's been playing at in a long time. He's second in the league in gross and in net punt. Then in the offseason, they went out and got three veteran special teams players. They're kind of the guys that kind of the straw that stirs the drink, so to speak, in Eric Weems, who's been a Pro Bowler. They went out and got Darren Bates, a really good linebacker who's physical, runs extremely well. And then they got Brandon Trawick, who used to play for Baltimore, but he's a guy that he's safety that runs well. And you can kind of, when you study him, they have all the tricks of the trade, so to speak. And it's been fun to study him, but at the same time, you know what you're getting yourself into. But so it'll be a great challenge for our guys, and we're looking forward to that challenge. So with that, I'll answer any questions.
Kicker makes that many in a row. If you were coaching him, like, would you not say anything to him?
I would ask you guys to ask them the question. No, I would not. I would not say anything to him. You know, he's done really well there, and obviously before that, he was in Kansas City and was very successful there. He's a proven guy, 31-year-old player that's done a nice job.
So, can you just talk about Zane kind of, you know, bouncing back and?
Yeah, no, I thought that he responded. I was proud of him the way he responded, and that was good for him going back home. I know we talked about that. I thought he kicked off really well. And, you know, he had his opportunity to make his field goal, and he did. And then, you know, his extra points. So those were good, and the balls were struck nicely, good rotation and where he hit it. And then he gave us a really great opportunity to get the onside kick. So I thought he had a good bounce-back game, but now we'll come back to the friendly confines of the outdoor stadium, and I expect him to do well.
Chris, I know it's the nature of, you know, your job. You're always dealing with different guys and shuffling guys in and out, but how much has it hurt? You know, you lost Tank in the preseason, you lost Dominique Alexander a couple weeks ago, and I know those guys were kind of staples for you.
I think, you know, there's always going to be change, and I know that the coaching cliche is next man up, but I'm starting to see more signs of us improving in our area. I was really proud of our guys. We, you know, we said going into the game, one of the things for us, we wanted to make two big plays. And, you know, we had a couple punts inside the five. We tackled them on the 13-yard line on kickoff coverage. Peppers had the 17-yard punt return to set us up on the 27-yard line. And then, you know, unfortunately, we had the penalty on the next big return. But I see us trending in the right direction, so I'm encouraged that, I mean, it is week six, or now really going into week seven, and when you do have change, it does take a little while for it to kind of manifest itself, and I'm starting to see our guys getting better, and I saw that last week. A lot of people won't talk about it. For example, on Pepper's first punt return, Body Calhoun and Michael Jordan are doubling the gunner, and I've seen guys get doubled and they wash them across the field. But for the first time in my career, I've never seen they took the gunner from the right side, moved him over to the left side, and moved him back 10 yards and put him in the end zone. And what that told me was we're talking about playing more physical and being more tenacious. No one talks about it, but the players do, and we've watched it, and we're saying, guys, that's our standard. That's what you're chasing. And I can see him doing that. Now, with that being said, as I mentioned earlier, when you face a Weems, a Bates, and a Trawick, I mean, these are different types of players that you're going to face. So I'm excited to see their development, where they're at right now, going against some crafty veterans that you know, we got to bring our A double plus game, you know, to give ourselves an opportunity.
You mentioned Mike Jordan. Was he one of the young guys getting better? Is that kind of
I think he is getting better. You know, the thing, I told him we were getting on the plane, and I said, boy, Michael, I said, I apologize. Maybe I'm asleep at the wheel, but every time I put you in there, you just kind of keep making a play for me. I said, you don't have to say anything because he doesn't say anything. I said, but I'm listening. And he's done it. He's getting better, and I'm excited for him.
Trang's going back to do some kickoff returns last week. Was that just because Jabril was playing a ton on defense? Or?
Yeah. No, it was, and he, you know, we were just looking at, yes, it was. He's playing a lot of defense, and then there was one time he just needed to get fixed up real quick, and we just had a quick intermix right there.
With Jabril having a little bit of a lingering toe injury, how does that impact your return game?
We'll see. We'll see where he's at, you know, I don't think it'll – effect. We next guy up, if that's the case.
How special a guy is Britton Colquitt? You know, every week we talk to you about the return game. We talk to you about, you know, kicking off and field goals and everything along those lines. And he just kind of flies under the radar.
He flies under the radar, and he gives us a chance. He's having very quietly, and he's playing well. He's playing real well. You know, and he has so many different kicks that he can go to that things don't fluster him. I think that's a huge positive. I think it's been a positive for Zane also, kind of having a crafty guy in there holding and saying, you know what, okay, you missed that one. Here you go. Come on back to this one. Or, hey, perfect. I knew that was going in. Those are all things that he brings to the table very quietly. But he's having, you know, we talk about always each game we want to win the net punt. And I think right now, I want to say we're either 4-2 in that area, and obviously we didn't get the first. You know, we say the first game because of the block, because that kills his net, and you know, he almost won it there, even with that. So I think he's punting at a high level. He'll have to punt again at a high level. We always tell him, and I tell him, you're one of our best players. So I'm going to ask you to do things that maybe I can't ask other players to do because I have that much confidence in him, and we'll need him to play well this weekend.
You mentioned how good Brett Kern is. If it is Peppers or whoever, is there anything specific you can tell your guys about this guy?
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, he's always been a really good directional punter, a Toledo Rocket, actually. But he's putting it right next to the sideline. In the past, he's always been – most directional punters, you say, hey, if you can get it numbers in below, that's a nice area for us and we can pin it down there. But he's going right next to the sideline. In fact, teams are only averaging 6 yards per return against him. And when you look at his hit chart, it's – you know, everyone always says, well, you're facing a good returner. You know, why don't you just kick it out of bounds? Well, if you could kick it out of bounds every time, I'm sure a lot of people would, and it's easier said than done. But what he's done a great job of this year, he's putting it right next to side. There's been multiple returns where I see guys catch the ball, and their momentum takes them right out of bounds. So obviously that's a return for 0 yards, but he is that close. I think when you face guys like that, and it's supposed to be, I think we've got 10 to 20 mile an hour winds, I think, for Sunday, so I'm excited about that. If you get an opportunity, you got to take advantage of it. And you just never know when that opportunity is going to come. And he hasn't given a lot of guys – I mean, when they played Seattle, Lockett, I mean, he pinned him right down in there, and he's done a great job all year. So we got to be ready.
How easy or hard is it for a kicker to be that precise? What do you have to do to get that?
I think it develops over time. It really does. It's walking a line. For example, you know, in pregame with Leckler there, and obviously he's been a really good one. And I told you he's changed his game to become a directional guy. As he was warming up, it looked like he was almost throwing the ball out of bounds. And I said to him, I said, Leckler, I said, holy smokes, how are you doing that? He goes, oh, I'm just playing a little catch right now. And he had a ball guy down there, and he was just essentially playing catch with him and just putting it there. It is. It's about finding your line, because if you get it obviously too far over too fast, then it's up to the official where they're going to mark the football. It's those guys that still get the net and get it out of bounds. It's a hard deal, but it takes place over time.
Onside kicks. Do kickers ever, you know, like refine it where you know exactly where it's going?
There, you do get tips on guys, and we keep a – I mean, we do. We keep a video library on guys and add to it as they go. Onside kicks are something that I always tell our kickers, hey, why don't you just go over there and practice a little bit? I think that sometimes when you say, I'm not going to watch you, then they can be creative and they can do whatever they want. Sometimes when a coach's eyes, oh, I don't want to screw it up in front of coach. So I'll say, hey, here's our kicks. What do you like? Boom. Why don't you go over there, get some more. And then when you say, hey, I think it's ready to go, come on over and we'll take a look at it, you know. But those develop over time also.